summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Shah Kutin, with me Tan Chung Han, and on the line we have Tusha Mohata, an analyst at Nomura Malaysia.
Good morning, Tusha. All right, so I know you cover banks with Nomura Malaysia. So give us an overview as to how major local banks have performed in the first quarter of this year.
Hi, morning, Han. So the banking sector seems to be one of the better performers in the first quarterly results for Bursa Malaysia announced this year. What we have seen for the banks is that year-on-year as well as quarter-on-quarter, there has been some growth in earnings. Part of the growth in earnings is coming from two factors. One of the factors is that asset quality seems to be improving, so credit cost on a sequential basis has fallen, especially for banks like Maybank and CIMB. And then the other factor is sequential improvement in the net interest margins for the banks as well. The NIM improvement which we saw in the second half of last year seems to have continued into the first quarter earnings. So overall, one of the sectors which has performed better than the rest, and there have been some earnings upgrades by the consensus as well.
So are you expecting a similar earnings trend for the coming quarters then?
Okay, so on the two factors, first on asset quality, it seems that the worst of the asset quality pressures might have been behind us for CIMB. For Maybank, the gross impaired loans ratio still seems to be elevated, so there might be a continuation of the credit costs which we have seen in the first quarter. On the net interest margin, though, I think it has already peaked, and from here on, we might not see a further improvement for the rest of the year. So in other words, I think the first quarter earnings was quite strong. For this performance to continue in the rest of the year, we would have to look at other factors. For example, if the loans growth starts to improve or not.
Now, you highlight a good point because reading your reports, looking at loans growth, quarter on quarter was rather flat. That seemed to be a recurring theme across your reports there. So what's your outlook on that front? And also then talk to us about deposits growth.
Okay, loans growth has been quite disappointing in the first quarter of the year. Part of it is because seasonally, the first half of the year tends to be a bit weaker and loans growth tends to pick up in the second half of the year. But another part of it is that if you look at the data behind the loans growth number, the net loans growth, we find that the loan repayment seems to be rising at a faster pace than loan disbursements. What is happening is that all the loans issued 4 or 5 years ago, they are getting repaid faster, whereas new loans in the system are not coming in at a sufficiently faster pace to offset all those. What we would like to see from here on is increase in the trend of new loan applications. So far, Bank Negara's data in March, which has been released, seems to suggest that there has been a pickup in loan applications, but we would wait to see probably 2 more months of data to confirm whether this trend is sustainable. So today, the data for April is also going to be announced, so it would be quite interesting to watch whether there has been a continued pickup in loan applications.
All right, so our chat, obviously, very timely then. Final question here. Also in your report, you highlight the exposure to Singapore's oil and gas space being a major risk. You know, so what's the foreign picture looking like, you know, especially for the likes of, say, CIMB and Maybank?
Okay, for CIMB, the asset quality pressures mainly came from Indonesia, and there seems to be the worst of the pressures are already behind us. If I look at CIMB's credit costs last year of close to 80 basis points, a bulk of it came from Indonesia. This year, it has started to fall. We are also seeing some recoveries coming into the earnings, and this is a positive trend for CIMB. So for CIMB, we do expect earnings growth from asset quality pressures reducing from the overseas business. From Singapore specifically, I think the banks which have faced some pressure are more Maybank and RHB. And there we have seen that gross impaired loans ratio still remains a bit elevated. So I think that for the rest of the year, the credit costs which they have booked in the first quarter might be continuing. So we have not seen, we have seen the worst of the impacts is maybe behind us. But for it to fall from here on, we would need to see the gross impaired loans ratio also fall.
All right, great analysis there. Thank you so much. That was Tushar Mohata, analyst with Nomura Malaysia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!